This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. A lot of weird incidents have happened in the mysterious valley of Hajzu ever since the 1950s. People even started comparing it to the infamous Bermuda Triangle. But are they really that similar? It all started when an airplane went missing here under circumstances no one can explain yet. They searched the location back and forth, but nothing appeared to have remained of the aircraft. And guess what? No one received any SOS messages from the team on board. And to top it off, the same year, a considerable number of tourists and local residents were lost here in the valley, never to be seen again. Speaking of the Bermuda Triangle, one can link its origin story to a series of mysterious disappearances of ships and aircraft, like the one that happened in 1945, when five planes and 14 people on board went missing in this location while doing routine training exercises. Even a thorough investigation didn't help to establish the cause of the incident. But that wasn't the end. Between 1945 and the mid-1980s, another 25 small planes went missing while going through the Bermuda Triangle, never to be seen again. And the search parties haven't recovered a single piece of these aircraft. The Bermuda Triangle isn't the only stretch of water that has claimed ships for good. In the Pacific Ocean, near Japan, there's a tricky portion of water that has earned the nickname the Devil's Sea. The best known out of all of these disappearances is that of a fishery patrol vessel that went missing in 1953.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On board were 31 crew members and scientists who were looking to investigate a recently formed volcanic island. What happened to the ship and all the people on board? We'll never know, I guess, since they never found the ship or the crew members, and there was literally no trace of them left behind. Back in 1911, a standard train was scheduled to depart from a railway station in Rome, hoping to reach the city of Milan. Needless to say, none of the 106 passengers ever made it to the destination, and no one has ever seen them again. What happened to these people and to their train? Were they really lost forever? Some people seem to believe this isn't the case. As it was completing its journey, the train was supposed to pass through a long tunnel. It did enter it, but never came out the other end of the tunnel. Nothing was left of the train, and it seemed like it literally just vanished into thin air. Only two of the passengers were found, but they were quite unwell at the time, and their stories did not seem to make much sense. They spoke of a dense fog that they simply jumped out of because they got so scared. 15 years later, a story spread about a group of 104 Italian people that popped up in Mexico City, claiming they had arrived by train from Rome. If that's not weird enough.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The story appears to have been reported back in 1845, 66 years before the train even departed in the first place. Of course, nobody at the time actually took these people seriously, but you can't help but wonder, did they actually time travel via the Roman tunnel, or is it just another urban myth? What do you think? The Lost Colony is the story of a strange phenomenon that happened back in the late 1500s. A group of people from England had moved into a colony on Roanoke Island off the coast of present-day North Carolina. But they soon realized they didn't have enough supplies. To fix this, the colony's governor decided to head back to England to get some. He didn't manage to come back for another 3 years. When he finally did, he was astonished at what was left behind. Nothing. The entire population of the colony was gone. The only reminder of what had been there was a single word carved into a tree. To this day, nobody knows what might have happened to these people or what the carved word means. A lighthouse without an operator? You might think that can't possibly be true, but hear me out. Located in the northwestern part of Scotland are the Flannan Isles. There's nothing fancy about them since they're nothing more than a bunch of rocks and grass. But there is a famous lighthouse here, hiding a dark secret. In 1900, all three of the lighthouse's keepers mysteriously disappeared, never to be seen again. Ever since, the islands have been completely abandoned. The lighthouse became one of those with an automated system in the 1970s. No list of places where things go missing could be complete without this mysterious forest located in Transylvania, a region in Romania. And no, it has nothing to do with the famous Count Dracula, if that's what you're thinking. It's called the Hoya Forest, and it's a place that has seen quite its share of unusual phenomena. Not only do people go missing here, but others have experienced all sorts of weird noises, from female voices to whispers. Some people claim to have time-traveled between the spooky trees of the Hoya Forest. They say they had literally skipped a few hours before they went back. The Yellowhead Highway is a stretch of road located in British Columbia, Canada. One section of the road has received a lot of attention throughout the years, starting with the 1960s because of some mysterious disappearances. These events have earned it the nickname Highway of Tears. There is no reasonable explanation as to why people keep going missing here. What is more striking is that most of these people were young women. This triangular area that stretches above the desert and the Sierra Nevada mountains in the state of Nevada received quite a bit of attention because of a disappearance that happened back in 2007. A record-setting sailor, aviator, and adventurer named Steve Fawcett flew here in a small plane and then disappeared. They searched for Fawcett intensively for months but didn't find any traces of him or the aircraft. 1 year later, the mystery of Fawcett's fate was finally solved when a hiker came across his ID cards, and later a search party found the plane's wreckage. It's one of the most visited natural resorts in the world, but Yosemite National Park carries some dark secrets of its own. Despite its beauty and abundance of wildlife, a total of 45 people went missing right here in this location. No one knows what happened to them. Hey, maybe we should ask the local bears. They might know something. There are even stories of people that disappeared from one region of the park only to pop up in a completely different location. This hasn't stopped over 3 million people that visit the park each year from wandering around this location, though. Whenever a ship happens to sink, you'd expect to at least find pieces of it on the bottom of the sea, right? Well, not if you're traveling through Lake Superior. It's located along the border of the United States and Canada, and became famous because of the great number of ships that went missing here. It may have something to do with the stormy winds, of course, but that doesn't explain why some ships simply vanish altogether, without a single piece of them ever to be found, not even at the bottom of the lake. It does gather a lot of tourists each year, though. They come here to scuba dive and see the remains of some of the ships that still lie here. The bottom of this lake even contains what's left of the notorious SS Edmund Fitzgerald. Back when it departed on June 7, 1958, it was the largest ship on North America's Great Lakes and, to this day, remains the largest ship ever to have sunk in the area. Similar to other events, the exact cause of the shipwreck remains a mystery.